Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Cheryl Fritz on Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. Joining me on the line right now, Joe Gunther, who is chairman of the Ingham County Road Commission. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you this evening?
Oh, doing good.
It's a little chilly out there. I'm watching the temperature go down.
It was chilly all day, Cheryl. I work outside.
Oh, boy. Now, I could easily just ask you, how are the roads?
I had a good, clean drive all the way home.
Well, there you go. Ingham County roads, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Joe, you are finishing up a six-year term on the Ingham County Road Commission. That's correct?
Correct.
And your term finishes...
The end of this year, they'll make appointments reappoint those commissioners that are terming out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up to the Ingham County Board of Commissioners.
Okay, that's what I was going to give people a little groundwork who aren't familiar with the process. The Road Commission is a now 5-member board appointed by the Board of Commissioners?
Correct. They expanded the board 2 years ago and added 2 more commissioners to a 3-member board. So now we're a total of 5.
Now, I'm guessing, Joe, from what I know of you and your work on the road commissioning, you think you've got more work to do there.
Oh, yes.
What are some of the things you don't like to let sleeping dogs lie? You like to keep busy and you like to keep after it and stay with the projects. What are some of the things that you would like to see happen with another term?
Well, I think our intergovernmental cooperation is just now starting to kick in with all the townships, with the city of Lansing. We haven't done any projects in cooperation with East Lansing, but that's always open. But mainly working with those townships, the trustees, the supervisors, to accomplish their goals. Right now, with limited funds, our charter townships have more money, as you know. That would be Meridian, Delhi, and Lansing Township. The smaller townships have a long way to go. They need to save up over a period of years to do a large project, where the other ones can sometimes accomplish that in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have been on the board these last 6 years. There have been some very challenging times for the Ingham County Road Commission.
Yes, they have, from my very first meeting.
From day one, huh?
Yeah, my very first meeting was the public hearing, which included the Okemos Road project.
I did not realize that was your very first meeting.
Yes, it was. That's where we had first met, and I voted no on the project.
Yes, you did, and you have continually taken heat over that, but stuck by what you believed.
Well, common sense tells you that it... Something didn't fit right on that, listening to all of the folks from Meridian Township that night, and I felt that we needed to go back and take a look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually worked out, I think, for everybody. Everybody got to voice their opinion over these last, 6 years.
Absolutely. What are some, that was obviously from first day it was trial by fire for you and all the board at that point in time. What have been some of the highlights for you of this last 6 years?
Oh, I think seeing that project, and that will come to its fruition next year. The other one was the Cedar Street project in Delhi Township, where the township itself was going to redo Cedar Street from the downtown area, Holt and Cedar Street, out and go south towards the township line. They, of course, had a median. And at one time, we're talking about filling that in and making it all concrete. And because of what I'd gone through with the median project on Okemos Road, I asked them not to keep that grassy area in the middle. They had all the property to do that. And that's what we're going to see continue all the way out to the township line,
mm-hmm.
is that Delhi Township will have a road with a median. Meridian Township won't.
Yeah, okay. Roundabouts have also been in the news a lot, and we're seeing more and more of them, and there's some more that are proposed. How, in your experience, how are the roundabouts working, and are people liking them?
those that don't like them certainly voice their opinion. Those that do, you don't hear much from because they learn to negotiate them. I think one of the pluses with the roundabouts is they continuously move traffic. There's no stopping for a streetlight. They work in certain areas. One of the minuses, and one of the biggest minuses that I see with roundabouts, is pedestrian and bike traffic.
Mm-hmm.
How do they cross when traffic is at a constant flow all the time? How do they negotiate those corners that have been turned from a streetlight to a roundabout? And everybody's, I guess everybody's big word lately, or that quote-unquote walkable, livable communities. If we want walkable, livable communities, sometimes we really have to look down the road. Is a roundabout right for this place?
Certainly, certainly. When we had just a moment to talk earlier today, you said there is a hearing coming up on Monday at the Road Commission. What is that hearing about?
I have to apologize to you. That is not going to be the a public hearing on a proposed construction project. That is going to be the one for our 2011 operating expense. For our budget. So this is going to work out in our favor. That meeting for those proposed construction projects probably won't happen until February.
Okay.
And we will set the date for that January 4th at our meeting that night.
Okay.
And that will be a Tuesday night. Normally we meet on Mondays, but because of the holiday falling on the weekend and stuff, we felt to give people time to be able to get out to this meeting, for our organizational meeting on that January meeting, Tuesday suited it better.
I see. Now, well, you bring up the operating budget. All evening long, we've been talking, it seems like the subject keeps coming up, of budget cutting. What does the budget look like for the Road Commission next year?
We've kept the same budget for snow removal. We did have to lower our some of the areas where we do cost sharing with the townships to do local road projects with them. So we've had to cut back on that. Money just isn't coming in like it used to.
Absolutely. What about new projects? What is on the horizon? What are you seeing coming in and plans that you're looking at?
Well, let's see. For next year, of course, we're going to finish up Okemos Road, something near and dear to you, the Okemos Road enhancement, which will be the street lighting and some of the corners and stuff that the township wants to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Then Waverly Road, this will be the last part of a project that we started, and this will finish up from Moores River Drive up to Lansing Road, which will include areas north and south of that bridge that goes over the Grand River. The Waverly Road bridge deck that goes over I-96, quite a bit farther south of there. It's just south of Jolly Road.
Mm-hmm.
The Zimmer Road and Grand River Avenue intersection needs to be resurfaced and needs to be widened for a better sight distance to get out onto the Grand River Avenue intersection. And then, of course, what we just talked about, a roundabout at Park Lake Road and Bertram Drive at that intersection.
So those are the main projects coming up that are on the table.
Right. Those, I think, will affect people the most in and around the Lansing area. We're going to have local road projects with different townships out in the rural areas. They'll just have to look at our website to see what projects might interrupt their travel if they're headed out to Leslie or headed to Williamston and taking the back roads.
Now, that brings up something that might be quite helpful, is to let folks know that they can go on to the to your website to see what projects these might be, and, of course, to get information on meetings and public hearings.
Correct. Correct.
Do you happen to have that website?
That's at Ingham, crc.org. They can get on that website and Well, just www.ingham.org, and then they can find it by going to Road Commission.
Perfect.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Very good.
So you can get to any of the Ingham County websites through www.ingham.org.
Well, Joe, it sounds like it's going to be a very busy year coming up. You're coming off as chair of Ingham County Road Commission. But as I said before, knowing how you operate and how you work, I'm thinking you've got a lot more work to do and are looking, frankly, would love to be back on the board again.
Oh, certainly. I would love. We have a great board now. The expansion of the 3 to the 5 has brought in. We had an outgoing member, but so it brought in 3 new members. And this board really communicates and operates very well together. It's not so much a board, but a team. And we're just there to look out for all of your tax dollars that come in Ingham County and do the right thing.
Very good. I have another question. I'm just thinking here with the budgets and so forth. Have any projects been put on hold because of budget cuts or delayed more than normally would?
No, we have enough money and set aside enough money to do the projects that we've wanted to. Now we're going to have to start looking in the future of maybe having to do something like that, set those projects back a little bit. But when we apply for those federal funds, it's so far out, it could be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, that when those projects come in, if we don't use that money, we're going to lose it. So
yeah.
We really want to plan ahead.
And my brief experience, my experience with the Road Commission, and there's so many things that I learned in attending meetings, frankly. How many miles of road approximately is the Ingham County Road Commission responsible for?
Oh, you had to ask me that.
Well, I said approximately. We're ballparking it, Joe.
Well, I'm going to say, gosh, we just certified this. 1,472 miles.
Yeah, I mean, my point being,
it's phenomenal.
It's an amazing amount of roads, and you talked about, of course, this time of year we're talking about, you know, salting roads and plowing roads. Think about it in those terms of over 1,400 miles of roadways you're responsible to keep clear and safe for people.
Right, and it's tough for our people to do that on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah.
This last storm, we were able the following day to get out and get into some of those subdivisions and get those plowed, and that's not the normal case when something like that happens. But we were able to get out and attack the storm and did quite well. I got to congratulate our people on how well not only the main roads look, but the secondary and other roads that they have to go after.
Absolutely. Well, we'll wish you well in the future, hopefully back on the board. And I thank you so much for joining me tonight. Joe Gunther, Ingham County Road Commission Chair, finishing out a 6-year term. Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great evening.
You too. Call anytime.
Thank you. We'll be back shortly from Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. Coming up, Mike O'Connor. He's a mechanic. He's going to help us figure out how to keep our cars running well in the wintertime. We'll be right back.